Artemis hesitated as she neared her bedroom. She chewed her thumbnail in indecision. Maybe she should just go to Zeus's temple for a while and think of something on her own.
What did you do?
She jumped at the sound of Acheron's voice coming from behind her.
I thought you were in bed, she snapped.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
His swirling silver eyes were piercing as he glared at her.
What have you done, Artie? And don't say nothing. I know by the way you're acting that it's going to seriously piss me off.
She hated when he could read her so easily. How did he do that?
But she refused to be the one on the defensive. So she did what she always did. She went on the offense.
Well, it's your own fault.
He rolled his eyes at that. Of course it is. Everything's always my fault. So what did I do now?
She narrowed her gaze at him in anger. But there was still a part of her that was terrified of him. Most of all, she was terrified of what he was going to do when she told him what she needed, and mostly why she needed it.
You have to promise me two things before I tell you.
A tick worked in his jaw.
What?
She took a step back to put more distance between them.
First, that you won't kill me. Ever. And the second, that you'll stay here another week.
Ash hesitated. This had to be even worse than he suspected for her to want to make such a bargain with him. His gut knotted in anger. He could feel his eyes turning red and his cheeks growing warm, but she wouldn't care about that. And he knew her well enough to know that if he didn't give her what she wanted, she'd never tell him whatever it was that had her so nervous.
Okay, fine.
Say the words, Acheron. I want to know you were bound by them. He cursed before he spoke between clenched teeth.
Fine. I promise I won't kill you, and ever.
Ash took a deep breath before he said,
ever.
Gods, how he'd like to choke her.
And you'll stay here for another week, unless I need you to do something for me.
That made his blood run cold.
Do what?
Say it, Acheron, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. This was going to infuriate him. He only hoped he could keep his word. If not, he'd perish from it right alongside her. All right, I won't leave here for another week unless you need me to do something.
She let out a long, relieved breath.
Good. Now you stand right there.
Okay. He did, and wondered what the hell was wrong with her, besides the fact that she was selfish and cold. She, on the other hand, moved to the other side of the room, far away from him.
What are you doing, Artemis?
I had something to tell you.
Have, he corrected. And yes, we've already ascertained this. What is it?
You're getting angry. Disgust filled him that she was continuing to play this game.
You didn't make me promise not to.
Only because I knew you would and then you'd die.
Artemis!
Fine, she said in a huff. Don't shout at me. I can't stand it when you do that.
I'm about to do more than shout.
Okay, be that way. Do you remember when you were first brought back from the dead?
Remember it.
It haunted him daily. It had been one of the more painful moments in a life marked by agony.
What about it?
Well, biting her lip, she twisted her hand in her gown. There were months where you wouldn't come to my temple, even though I tried to summon you.
Yes, I was just a little pissed at what you and your brother had done to me.
But I want you to remember that I did do my best to summon you. She was a little too eager about this for his tastes, but he sought to ease her stress in spite of the fact that what he really wanted to do was choke her.
I remember, Artemis, you damn near drove me insane with your insistent shrieking that I come to you.
And when you finally came, do you remember what happened?